This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh, and we're your hosts for A Pirate's Life for Me.
Last night was a great event. The Alumni Association, we hosted our annual Spring Alumni Award ceremony.
That's right. We were up at the Jenkins Fine Arts Center on campus. It was a great opportunity to see student art and mingle with our student recipients and award recipients.
Absolutely. We honored the 2006 Distinguished Service and Honorary Alumni Award recipients. In addition, we gave out 12 scholarships to some amazing students. I thought it was a great night. What did you think of the performers?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we had student performers from campus that would kind of do musical interludes between the presentations and acceptance speeches. So it was really a nice showcase of ECU current students and our alumni as well, I thought.
Absolutely, and it was a little bit of a change of pace for the Alumni Association. We've somewhat broken away from the traditional sit-down dinner, banquet-style award ceremony, and we kind of we tried a new thing this year, which I thought worked nicely last night, in that it's almost an Oscars or an Emmy type award ceremony where there's people giving awards and acceptance speeches, but it's also an entertainment event where we have the musical performances from, you know, the Magnolia Bells, who sang their rendition of the alma mater, which is always moving. And you're exactly right when you say it's a great opportunity that we had last night to honor our alumni and show off some student talent at the same time.
Exactly. And speaking of the awards, this year's award recipients, the honorary alumnus, we had two honorary alumni award recipients, and they were Dr. Hervey Carnegie and Jim Woods, who has since passed away, but he was the voice of Pirate, of the Pirate Nation, in a way. He started the Pirate Radio show for sports back in...
That's right. He was the original. He was he's often dubbed the father of the Pirate Sports Network, what you fans of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 listen to when they tune in to hear the Pirates on the radio. Jim Woods was the founder of that. And then obviously Dr. Hervey Carnegie, doctor at... doctor in Mount Olive, sent I don't remember the exact number, 5 or 6 or 7 of his children are all East Carolina alumni. His wife is an East Carolina graduate. Children came here, had amazing experiences. Many of them were scholarship recipients, merit scholarship recipients,
right.
A Brody Fellow, and
he was a pirate at heart, and we just kind of made it official with that.
Absolutely.
Honorary Alumnus Award. And we also honored our Distinguished Service Award recipients. This year was both Greenville residents, Linda Lintrip, and she was a class of 80 and 81, and then Phil Dixon, class of 71. So we're really pleased also to have Phil join us today on the studio, so stay tuned in a little while. We'll talk with Phil. He is obviously the recipient of the Distinguished Service Award and also the former chairman of the Board of Trustees, president of the ECU Commerce Club, and is currently serving on the UNC Board of Governors. But if you're out there and you're thinking, you know, hey, I know someone I went to school with or someone who has really done great, either would be a great nominee for Outstanding Honorary Alumni or Distinguished Service, please visit our website, piratealumni.com, to find out more about how you can nominate those individuals, to let us know about them so we can recognize them and spread the word of what they're doing for the ECU community.
That's right. And if you missed last night's event, shame on you. But you have another opportunity coming up in October. Annually at Homecoming, we host a fall award ceremony which honors our outstanding alumni award recipients, and it happens Homecoming weekend this year, October 20th. Homecoming will be October 20th and 21st. So you have the opportunity to see it all again.
That's right. Well, we're going to go to the News Bureau with Erica Lejeur. Welcome, Erica.
Officials broke ground for the new $60 million East Carolina Heart Institute last month at East Carolina University. The Institute is designed to be a world-class cardiovascular center offering state-of-the-art medical technology, education, and research. The facility will open in 2008. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Dole was among those who celebrated the March 31st announcement in Greenville. And Mark Basnight, leader of the North Carolina Senate, will speak at ECU's spring commencement, May 6. Basnight will also receive an honorary Doctor of Letters degree at the 10 a.m. ceremony. University officials expect about 3,000 graduates at two ceremonies at the Minges Coliseum. The second ceremony is at 2 p.m. For more details about commencement, visit www.ecu.edu/commencement. ECU's Brody School of Medicine moved up in this year's rankings in the U.S. News & World Report magazine. ECU is tied for sixth among primary care schools with Duke University, the University of Colorado, Denver, and the University of Wisconsin, up from 34th in 2005. The school's family medicine program is ranked 9th, up from 11th in 2005. ECU is also tied for 7th in rural medicine. Dr. Cinda Johnson, dean of the medical school, said that with as many 75% of its graduating students entering primary care residencies, ECU deserves a top spot among the top schools. And the Buccaneer is back. After a 15-year hiatus, ECU is reviving its yearbook. Editor Lee Carter, a sophomore, said she's excited about the Buccaneers' resurrection, which is aptly named Rediscovered Treasure. The cost of the yearbook is $49.95 and will be shipped to students in August. As ECU begins to prepare for its centennial celebration next year, Carter said the yearbook will provide a great milestone for students and alumni alike. Back to you, Paul and Denise.
Thank you for that report from campus, Erica. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Phil Dixon, the recipient of the Distinguished Service Award, after a word from our sponsors. This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Pirate Radio 1250 at 930 is your home for ECU baseball.
Here's Jay Maddox swinging at the first pitch. He hits one deep to right field. Right fielder backing up, but this pitch is gone. A two-run shot here in the bottom of the second to tie the ball game at two for the Pirates.
Listen to every Pirate baseball game on Pirate Radio 1250 at 930. Tune in 20 minutes before the first pitch for the best coverage of ECU baseball. The voice of the Pirate Nation is Pirate Radio 1250 at 930. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're excited to welcome accomplished attorney and volunteer leader extraordinaire, East Carolina class of 1971, Phil Dixon, to the show. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to be here.
Now, you grew up in Wake Forest. You graduated from Inlohi, and that was in Raleigh. And so let's start at the beginning. How did you become an East Carolina Pirate?
Actually, I came here to play football.
You did?
Yeah, I never got to play, but I came here for that reason. I was in high school in Raleigh, at both high schools. I was telling you earlier, I went to Needham-Broughton, which is a very large high school.
Right.
And then I went over to Inlohi my last 2 years. So I was at both high schools, and most of the teachers were ECU graduates. And one of my teachers in particular had a son who played football here, and she inspired me a little bit, and then I had a chance to come play football here, but I got hurt, and so I didn't play. But they were very kind to me when I came down.
So how many years did you were you on the team?
Oh, I wasn't even on the team. I got here and
got
hurt.
Oh, immediately.
Almost immediately. I broke my collarbone.
Wow.
Can you share with our listeners, Phil, what your time at East Carolina meant to you personally and professionally?
It was a real metamorphosis for me because nobody in my family had gone to college. And so it was unique for us. And when I came here, I was so excited about coming to ECU. I came a day early, but I didn't realize I was coming a day early. My mother just put me on the bus, and I came down here, and when I arrived, the dorms weren't open. And there was one other person here from Nassau in the Bahamas who had come early, and the janitor let us in, and we stayed overnight in the dorm before we were supposed to.
That's great.
So I stayed up all night, and he's a very dear friend of mine still. He has a son here in school now.
Oh, that's great.
His name was Joffrey Winston Knowles, and Jeff has a job as a banker in Nassau, and his son is now here in school, so it's been a good relationship. And of course, I stayed up all night. He was so fascinating to me. He was, you know, English accent and smoked English cigarettes and listened to calypso music. And I'd never met anybody like him before.
Right.
So I had a great experience my first year, I guess. But you know, I was very poor, and we had a lot of first generation college students, and so they gave me a lot of assistance. I was a hall proctor, so I got to have my room free. You know, I worked as a sort of maintaining control of the floor, and then I bused tables in the cafeteria for my meals, and I worked as an orientation counselor showing people around. So I was here year-round pretty much. I came to school year-round just to work, and I'm ready to go to school.
That's great.
People are often the common thread when we talk with alumni who reminisce about their time at ECU. Can you talk about some of the people who really had an influence on you and your career when you were here at ECU?
Dr. Todd, Richard Todd, for sure. I was one of the Phi Sigma Pi fraternity brothers, which is an honor fraternity, but is a very fine fraternity, and it's based on academic achievement, leadership, and fellowship. And he was such an interesting person. He and his wife, Claudia Pennock Todd,
sweetheart,
didn't have any children, and so they adopted the fraternity as their family. And there have been 17 brothers named their children for Dr. Todd or sweetheart. So I mean, you know, he really had a profound influence on people, and no telling how many times he paid somebody's tuition or for books or fees or helped you out of a jam. He was always a place you could go to. He lived right next to right behind Todd Dining Hall in that neighborhood, and you could go over there for a glass of milk and a cookie or brownie or something, or good advice. You know, he was just a wonderful man.
That's great.
We're talking with Phil Dixon, member of the UNC Board of Governors and the 1984 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. You've been the president of the Alumni Association, president of the Power Club, chair of the Board of Trustees at both Pitt Community College and East Carolina. Now you're on the Board of Governors. So I guess my question is, where does your passion for service come in the education field?
Well, you know, I mentioned to you I was poor, and I had a lot of people who helped me along the way. I guess, you know, teachers motivated and inspired me a lot because, you know, those are the people who are encouraging you to go to college and to pursue your dreams. I had coaches who did the same thing, and, again, a lot of them had the ECU connection. And then when I got here, there were so many people who were very generous with their time and advice. And, you know, I was struggling. I mean, no one in my family again had gone to college before. So those people who helped me, I guess, instilled in me this sense that, you know, you sort of try to give back. And you're fortunate if you get a college degree, if you get an education. And I see that in my practice. Probably one in five people I see can't read and write. They're functionally literate. And so I have tried to at least tell my children, you know, if you're blessed with good fortune and you get an education, you really do have a responsibility to give back. And I could never pay back to ECU all they did for me. I mean, you know, it was an amazing transformation for me. You know, I just never had any idea that I would have some of the opportunities I had as a result.
Great. Yeah, you've had a lot of volunteer leadership roles. Can you talk about some of the special memories or moments or accomplishments that have meant a lot to you in those roles?
Well, I was a brand new attorney when I came to Greenville, and I recall wanting to get involved at the university and not having a lot of opportunities. So one of the things we did is we started an alumni chapter here in Pitt County, and we'd never had a local chapter. The idea was at that time that you would have chapters at other places across the state so you could have some connection with those people. But, you know, the people here in Greenville and Pitt County, I guess the conclusion of that time was you really didn't need a chapter because things were happening in the community. But we felt there was an opportunity to bring people together who really loved the campus. And Dr. Jenkins, who, when he was the chancellor, had instilled a great pride and fierce loyalty to the campus. So we started the local alumni chapter, and we did things together. We'd organize bus trips to away football games, to go down and see the Lost Colony outdoor drama, to go to the North Carolina Zoo, and we had a newsletter. We had regular social events, and we'd have large crowds. We'd have 100 people, 150 people show up for just, you know, just to have fun. And I had a great time. It was a great time to be single and a great time to be a pirate.
That's great. Your leadership, Phil, is not only confined to higher education. You've been the president of Rotary, the Greenville Museum of Art, and you've been named both Citizen of the Year and Volunteer of the Year by the Pitt Greenville chapter. Now, we know you left Greenville to go to law school. What made you decide to come back?
There was never any question I would come back. I just loved my time here. And, you know, we had just achieved that success of getting the medical school here. And so if you looked east of Raleigh, this was a pretty promising place to come. And then, you know, I had such a passion for the Pirates that I was just wanting to be a part of it. And I thought there'd be good growth here. I thought it'd be a good opportunity, a place to come. Greenville is still small enough, and Pitt County is small enough, that you know, somebody who wants to get involved can make a difference and can have some influence over some things that happen. So I was very pleased to come back here, but there was never any question I would.
That's great. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with ECU alumnus and Alumni Award winner Phil Dixon. Now, Phil, the Alumni Association has just awarded you the Distinguished Service Alumni Award. Can you talk about what that award means to you personally? What does that recognition mean?
It's probably the most meaningful award I've gotten because, you know, I guess I really do love the campus. And, you know, when I came here, we had fewer than 10,000 students. And to think we're close to 24,000. And then from my vantage point of the Board of Governors, I can see we'll be 30,000. You know, it's really been quite a ride. And, you know, there's so many people who've had such a impact on all the positive things that have happened here. You know, to be recognized as one of those people who provided some service that might have moved us along is very meaningful and significant, I think, too, because I think we all want to leave some kind of footprint and be able to say, well, you know, here's something I did that was a positive thing. And, you know, I was telling my wife recently, I said, you know, we're working on the dental school. And I said, you know, this is something that could have a profound impact on so many people. Because here in Eastern North Carolina, you know, we have all these counties with no dentist or one or two dentists. And I had a dentist here, Jasper Lewis, tell me that he had patients that would travel 4 hours round trip to see him. And he said some of these photographs that you see of these children, they look as though they're from third world countries. It's just amazing. And to think that if we're successful, and I think we will be, in getting a dental school established here, what an incredible impact that's going to have on people. But, you know, we've not had many people on the UNC Board of Governors representing our interest. Until my appointment, we only had one person out of 32. Compare that to 19 that represent UNC on that board. So, you know, we've never had somebody stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, we need to think about some of these rural areas of the state and some other schools as well. I think that's a difference. You know, one of the first things that happened is we were addressing the issue of the chancellor's salary. And they were paying more money at UNC Charlotte than we were here. And I said, well, now, wait a minute. We're larger. We were the first doctoral campus. We have a medical school. We have a Division I athletic program. How can you justify that? Well, immediately they bumped his salary up, you know. Well, we just need advocates. And I think it's hard to refute the facts. And we now have three people out of 32 on the Board of Governors. And hopefully maybe the mayor or somebody else will be successful in getting appointed to that board. We need more votes. That's what we need.
That's great.
That's great. Well, you're talking about your time on the Board of Governors. What's on the agenda for the board? You mentioned the dental school, but what can ECU expect for our future?
Well, ECU has been selected as one of the campuses to grow substantially because we have the opportunity to grow, because we have the the West Campus, where we're shifting allied health and nursing, and we'll have a new family practice center, hopefully a new dental school, and of course the Heart Institute is going to have an impact too. But by shifting people from the main campus over to the West Campus, it frees up some space on the main campus for growth. And then we've had such incredible growth in distance education. You know, out of the funding for distance education for the 16 campuses, we receive 81% of that money because we've done such a good job. And we're going to expand that considerably. And so I think the growth of the campus is going to be significant and profound, and it's going to have quite an impact on the downtown and the region. You know, Raleigh is projected in the next 20 to 25 years to be larger than Charlotte. And I would suggest to you that you can expect Greenville and Pitt County to also be a major city, a major player. We're going to be growing more rapidly than people would like, but it's also a great opportunity for us. We are the hope for the region. I think we're the locomotive for the region, and we have a significant influence over the region. They identify with us, we identify with them. That's a great opportunity. I mean, think about it. Eastern North Carolina is larger than many states. But as they point out, if they were a state, we'd be the 51st state in almost every category. So we have a lot of work. But where can we have more impact than through the university?
That's great. Well, Phil, we want to thank you for taking time today. Especially want to thank you for the exposure that you bring to East Carolina. When alumni like you achieve great things, it increases the value of all East Carolina degrees, and you continue to make the Pirate Nation proud, and we just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
If you missed prime time, you dropped the ball.
Having said that, I've got Tiger live at 18 for birdie. The pin today, back left, and he is back right. Putt is on the way, and it's a good one, and he has hold it.
Oh!
And I can hear the roar all the way down here in the cabin.
Prime time with the Pac-Man. Weekdays 3 till 5 on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, your talk stations. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into the show. Thanks again to Phil Dixon, who took time out of his schedule to visit with us to share share some stories from his East Carolina experience. I know we always enjoy passing those on to the Pirate Nation.
That's right. We certainly appreciate the work he's doing for getting a dental school here. I think that's a great step for ECU.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Denise, you know, we have a great chancellor at East Carolina, Dr. Steve Ballard, and he has been very generous with his time in terms of wanting to go out and meet with alumni. And the Chancellor's Tour that we sponsor through the Alumni Association continues this week as we take Chancellor Ballard to Tampa, Florida. It's actually Thursday, April 27th. For more information, if you're listening online in the Tampa area, for more information and for reservations, folks can visit PirateAlumni.com, or you can visit PirateAlumni.com to see what upcoming events are going on here in the East.
That's right. And if you or someone you know are graduating from ECU this spring, we invite you to ask them to visit PirateAlumni.com so you can learn more about this year's Senior Week events. The Alumni Association is sponsoring. We started last year the Candlelight Induction Ceremony, and that takes place on the Campus Mall by the Columns. It'll be at 8 o'clock on May 4th. That's a Thursday before commencement. And then following that, the senior celebration will take place with live entertainment at Dr. Unk's Oasis Bar and Grill. So you can come to campus, be inducted into the Alumni Association. It's a nice event. The Maggie Bells, Magnolia Bells, our a cappella group, will be singing. And it's a special ceremony reflecting on your time at ECU before you go and celebrate with your peers.
Absolutely. I'll just echo what Denise just said. It is a special ceremony. It's a beautiful candlelight ceremony led by the president of the Alumni Association, Leighton Getzinger. It's more symbolic than it is official in terms of being inducted in the Alumni Association, but it's a great time, as Denise mentioned, to just think back and reflect on our seniors' time here at East Carolina and the time they have in front of them as part of now the huge network that we call the Pirate Nation that they are now part of and as they go out into their professional careers.
Exactly. And we'll also be hosting the senior salute, which will take place on campus near the Sonic Plaza if it's nice out, on May 5th, and that's on Friday. And we invite graduating seniors, their families, and friends to come to this roving reception. It starts at 5:30 and it goes to 8:30. We know that there's several department ceremonies going on that night, but we hope that that time frame allows people to come by. And at 7 o'clock, there'll be a special toast to the graduating seniors, and it's really a neat time to celebrate with friends and family again there on campus.
Yeah, we started this last year. It was very popular with graduating seniors and their families. One of the reasons we started it was to give seniors and their families a way to continue to celebrate the East Carolina experience on campus and not have to wait in lines at area restaurants and just be able to go to their departmental ceremony and then stay on campus and just enjoy that experience. And so, as Denise mentioned, on the Sonic Plaza, if the weather's great, if not, we move it up to Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium to club level. In either location, it's bound to be a great time.
Exactly. And then we are also looking ahead to May, when we've got our baseball tailgate taking place on Saturday, May 13th. That's the last weekend of a home ECU Pirates baseball game. So
that's right. I think we play the University of Alabama Birmingham that weekend. But it's going to be the last home Saturday game. If you want more information about that, you can again visit PirateAlumni.com. And if you don't visit the website every day, which you really should, just keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on at the Alumni Association, I encourage you to sign up for Pirate Pulse, which is our monthly e-newsletter that goes out. It goes out on the first of every month, which is a great way to stay in touch with what's going on a month-to-month basis. But that's all this information is included on our website or in the monthly Pirate Pulse.
That's right. And if you haven't been to the website for a while or have never registered for the online community, which is a free service to our alumni, please take a look. We've got lots of business cards posted by alumni. We have resumes out there for alumni looking for work. We have job postings as well. So it's a good place to network. And then, of course, if you're looking for your an old roommate, an old friend, someone you went to class with, you can take a look on the alumni directory to see if you can find them, look them up, and just see how they're doing. It's always a great way to reconnect.
So absolutely.
The online a community.
It's the perfect place when you ever have the thought, I wonder what this person's doing. The online community can possibly help you find that out and track down again old roommates and friends, and it's a great way to stay connected with your alma mater and your fellow Pirates.
That's right. And you can also update your information if you've moved recently or if you have a class note to share with East Magazine or online at the community. You can do all of that right there. You can add a photo of yourself, you and your family, or your dog, you know, whatever you want. But it's a good place to network and share. So when you have a few minutes, take a look at PirateAlumni.com, go to the online community, and let us know what you're doing.
Well, I thought today was a great show. We invite you to join us in 2 weeks on May 6th when we have when we have a doubleheader, we're going to bring two interviews to you. We'll be talking with Heather Friedman, class of 2000, and David Dyer, class of 1980, and they're going to both be talking about their careers in the entertainment industry.
That's right. Well, visit PirateAlumni.com for upcoming events in your area, wherever you may be in the Pirate Nation. And thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes. And until next time,
keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
Pirate will love by our mommies and dads. Drink up behind his show-ho!